This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We told you a couple of weeks ago about Toshiba, the Japanese conglomerate that had revealed to regulators over there that it's in a precarious financial position, mostly because of its bankrupt division over here, Westinghouse Electric. As yet unclear is what that bankruptcy is going to mean for the company's nuclear power plants, including what's known as Plant Vogtle in East Georgia, where Westinghouse is building two new reactors in a project that is already years behind schedule and billions of dollars over budget. Sam Whitehead from Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
Just up the road from Plant Vogtle sits Hawkins Rentals. Temporary workers live in rows of RV campers in the shadow of large cooling towers belching clouds of steam. Shane Hawkins owns the place.
There's about 45 spaces here that we rent by the month. There's a few trailers that we rent out here by the month as well.
Those trailers run about $650 a month, and RV sites with electric, water, and sewer hookups are about $350. Hawkins also owns the convenience store out front that sells everything from beer to fluorescent safety vests. He's a big fan of Georgia Power. It's the majority owner of Plant Vogtle, which already has two operating nuclear reactors built back in the 80s. The utility says it needs the new reactors to meet rising energy demands. They were originally scheduled to start running this year.
I don't want anything bad for the plant, but I mean, obviously the delays have been good for me because it's extended the time I could be in business here, at least be in business with a captive audience.
Hawkins says he knew that captive audience would only be around during construction. Whenever that stops, he hopes he'll have enough business to keep his store busy, even if his RV park isn't. Just up the road, Crystal Chance also depends on the plant for her business.
It's the truth. It is. I mean, the longer it takes them to build it, the longer we have job security here.
Chance owns the Country Peach, a restaurant popular with Vogtle workers. The expansion project employs about 6,000 people who could lose their jobs if construction stops. Jacob Sauls is one of them. He works for a contractor that's clearing land for the new reactors. His company works throughout the region, so he's not concerned about this job going away.
We've got jobs in seven other states that we work on. I have not had any sleepless nights over this. We're pretty good. We're not too worried.
Construction at the plant will continue through the end of the month, while Georgia Power renegotiates its contract with Westinghouse and works with state regulators. Jacob Hawkins is a spokesman for Georgia Power. He says it's still too early to predict Vogtle's fate.
We're going to ultimately do what's in the best interest of the state and our customers and our company. So, you know, it's too early to, you know, sort of commit one way or the other, but we're looking at all options as we go through this process.
Tanya Bonitatibus runs the conservation group Savannah Riverkeeper. She pilots her boat to the spot where Vogtle pulls water from the nearby river to keep its reactors cool. She worries if Georgia Power decides to finish the project, it will focus on cutting costs.
Usually, environmental mitigation is where that happens first. So I would say that this probably leaves the environmental issues in a little bit more of a hairy situation.
Still, Bonitatibus says someone needs to look at Vogtle's price tag. Georgia Power customers all over the state have seen charges for the project on their power bills for years. Liz Coyle runs the consumer advocacy group Georgia Watch.
You know, it's taking money from us and investing it in a risky project that may or may not ever give us any benefit.
Coyle says now's the chance for the state's utility regulators to cap how much Georgia Power can charge ratepayers for Vogtle. She says Georgia Power has already collected almost $2 billion from Georgia ratepayers for the project.
They basically got a blank check from the ratepayers of Georgia. We need to tear up that blank check.
That would force Georgia Power to decide whether finishing the Vogtle expansion on its own dime is really worth it. And the company doesn't have to look far for a lesson on the perils of investing in nuclear energy. Westinghouse blames its own financial woes on nuclear power projects like Vogtle. In Waynesboro, Georgia, I'm Sam Whitehead for Marketplace.